Welcome to the third Vanachem Amcha story, Monday of Parshas Ekev. The following mice has been called in from a very chashuv young man from Eretz Yisrael. He said over that he wanted very much to take his mishpacha on a tiyul, on a trip. But in order to do that, he realized he would first need to daven mincha. So he went to daven mincha b'tzibur. But he found that as he was davening, all the pratim which needed to work out to make the trip b'hatzlacha were now attacking him. It was so hard to have kavana. He was struggling until he reminded himself of the powerful Yesoid Chazal teaches us in Pirkei Avos, L'fum Tzara Agra. According to the difficulty, that is the schar. And in other words, the harder the situation is, the bigger nachas ruach you're going to give Hashem. And that's why there's more schar for it. So he told himself, Adrabba, I need to chap around the opportunity right now where it's so difficult to be mechaven. And he pushed himself to have kavana, to chap around this gold mine in front of him. And yes, b'siyata d'shmaya, he was matzliach. We said over a while back, and the story, it's found in the archives. I wish I could remember which archive number. Adrab, if somebody comes across in the archives, please let me know where it is. So I don't remember all the pratim, but there was a murdik and maise with the Rosh Hashiva from Nia, Harav Shmuel Berenbaum, Zeichet Tzadik Levrache. Then he was coming as a bacher on a boat to America. The boat was passing by the Golden Gate Bridge, a murdik bridge, a magnificent bridge to look at. And everybody on the boat was going to look to see the view. And somebody came over to Reb Shmuel and told him, we're now a mamish holding by passing by the bridge. Come look just for a minute or two. See the magnificent sight. It's a chance of a lifetime. And Reb Shmuel, who was busy steiging in Torah, refused to stop. So again, somebody mentioned to him, it's now or never. It's a chance of a lifetime. You don't want to see it. And Reb Shmuel replied and said, Adrabba, now it's a chance of a lifetime. Dafka to shteig reiter in Torah, and not to go see the Golden Gate Bridge, to show how chashuv, how chaviv the Torah is. Mordek and Maise. Just to end off, this Maise which we recorded just now from this younger man in Eretz Yisrael, before the recording I said it over to a different younger man, and this younger man was so touched by the Maise that after about a week where he gave up, it was just too hard for him, the Five Alive program, even though Betzem it's not so hard, it's only L'chol Pachas 5 minutes a day. The Five Alive program, which was discussed, you can listen to it in the archives, it's on Extension 1, Recording 276. So this younger man was Son Yischazek from this story, about this younger man in Eretz Yisrael, how his tackle was so hard, but he didn't give up. He said, Fakir, this is a chance to murder the Nachas Ruach. So this younger man here in America, after hearing that story, he said, I want to do the same, despite all the difficulties. Adrabba, I would have been mechazing myself. And just today, he got back in to the Five Alive program. Merdek a Maise. Mika Amcha Yisrael. A Yid in Eretz Yisrael calls in a Maise, gives a chizik to a Yid in America. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goyechad Ba'aretz, Vanachnu Amcha. If anybody has an additional Vanachnu Amcha story to share, please leave a message on extension 9. If it's Biyadi, I would love to say it over on the line. Yiyasher Koichechem.